Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, NFL correspondent Kostaki Economopoulos with a Super Bowl wrap-up. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
What's the matter, Mary?
Oh, you know, Susie. I just don't feel fresh. You know, down there.
Tell me about it, sister. Sometimes I smell like that boat on Deadliest Catch. Is that wicked stench all that's bothering you?
No. I also feel like I don't have any energy. Just sort of run down. I wish there was something that would help with my odor problem and put some pep in my step.
Guess what, ladies? Now there is! New from Frigamall Industries. It's the first ever feminine hygiene product that's also a powerful energy drink. We call it Gynomite! Gynomite is a powerful blend of vinegar and caffeine that helps you keep fatigue at bay while keeping you from smelling like you've been swimming in the bay. Drink a little, squirt a little, and you'll see how Gynomite can change your life. Gynomite, developed by famed gynecologist Dr. Louis Snitch.
Mary, I just wanted to tell you what a great job you've been doing lately.
Thank you, Mr. Griswold.
I don't know if it's just the way you zip around the office all day, or if it's the fact that you no longer leave a noxious vapor trail wherever you go. All I know is I'm giving you a promotion.
Thanks, Mr. G, and thank you, Gynomite.
She is alert, the future's bright. She's drinking Gynomite, and she's feeling fresh down there. 'Cause Gynomite has cleared the air.
Gynomite! It's the feminine hygiene product that you drank. You'll be surprised how fast you can climb the corporate ladder without knocking out the person climbing up the ladder behind you. Gynomite, from the same people who brought you the explosively strong jock itch medicine for men, Grenades. Grenades! Use it at the first sign of jock itch and watch the problem disappear.
Damn, this itch is annoying. Let me toss in a Grenades.
Fire in the hole!
That's better.
Hey, where'd my junk go?
Warning, using Grenades twice in one day may result in the vaporization of private parts. Grenades and Gynomite. Available exclusively from Frigamall Industries and the Bob and Tom Show.
She is alert, the future's bright, 'cause she's drinking Gynomite, and she's feeling fresh down there. 'Cause Gynomite has cleared the air.
Woo!
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Professional comedian Kostaki Economopoulos will be joining us from Atlanta, Georgia in a matter of moments. Chick McGee's over there. Josh is over there. Christy, I'm Tom. Willie G. Covered everybody, I think. Kostaki, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys? Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Did you enjoy the Super Bowl? Because, of course, you are the proprietor of a spot in the ether called All Pro Lines, where pro football and pro comedians collide.
Was it a good game for you? Always fun to write jokes. Yeah, I'm not a big Tom Brady fan. I wish the game were closer. I thought the halftime was a little weird. The weekend spent more time in the end zone than the Chiefs. That's not plan A, right? But it's fun, you know, as an NFL joke writer. It's like my Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is like your Super Bowl.
Thank you, Chick.
You're welcome.
Opened with the Air Force flyover, and I thought, well, that's the closest thing you're going to get to Super Bowl for a while, Jets fans.
There you go.
I don't want to say the refs were biased, but when the fan ran out of the stands, they called the Chiefs for having 12 men on the field. Is that fair?
That's a damn fine joke.
Now, did you hear that that's apparently some porno thing?
I heard that guy bet on if there was going to be a streaker at the Super Bowl. And
now, that's what I heard. Yeah, is that true?
He won the bet. Yeah, I don't know how
There's some connection to some porno site with that guy.
Okay. Yeah. He's double dipping. He's got lots of angles on this.
Did you hear the radio play-by-play of when the guy ran out onto the field?
Yeah, it's very funny. Yeah,
Very well done.
I love
Kevin Harlan, the king of people running onto the field. Nobody does it better.
He's great, yeah. He embraces
it. That's a funny little angle in the world. I'm the guy who does the calls when something weird happens. All right. Some of the penalties were a little, you know, Tom Brady got more calls than people about their car's extended warranty. It's ridiculous.
Are you referring to the pass interference when the guy couldn't have caught the ball unless he were Mr. Elastic Man?
Yes, that among others. Yes, there were a few of those. Brady got more calls than Jenny. Everybody knows her number.
Yeah, that's all the Chiefs needed were a couple calls to go their way. That's what it was.
Okay. I agree with your basic premise. I agree. They were beat top to bottom. You're right. This Super Bowl was basically Tom Brady yelling at that Mahomes kid to get off his lawn, you know.
All right.
Brady should do a victory lap in his Rascal scooter, accept his membership in the AARP, and get a reverse mortgage from Tom Selleck. You know?
He's older.
He's old.
42.
Until Sunday, Tampa was only first in one thing: El Caminos per capita.
Hey, wait a minute! I like an El Camino.
He didn't say they were bad. He just
did. You see the El Camino in the commercial?
I did.
That was a good look.
No, I totally missed that.
Yeah. I did not.
Yeah.
I like an El Camino.
The guy with the beard in the car. Oh, it'll God. Come to me in a second.
Yeah, me too.
Can you be more vague?
No.
I used to be jealous of guys who scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. I still am, but now it's because they get to hug their friends. You know, it's sort of a different angle now.
COVID joke.
Envious of human touch.
Virus.
So I tied Patrick Mahomes for touchdowns in the Super Bowl. That's weird, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Also tying him flat McConaughey, Clarice, Wayne, Garth, Snooki, and a stack of Pringles.
Okay, now can I interrupt for a second? I'd hate to
interrupt
the flow
the
here.
El Camino?
No. Favorite commercial?
I like the M&M's apologies, right? Yeah, sorry, I called you Karen. They're handing out M&M's. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I liked the one, the flat one with McConaughey in the ends up inside the machine. I thought that was really funny.
Right, right.
Did you see Brad Garrett doing the
Brad Garrett right as a mobster
for Jimmy Jones? I thought that was just great.
Right, I liked that. I liked it's. I thought it was funny that Budweiser made this big deal about taking the Super Bowl off, and then like they're doing a Bud Zero ad and a Bud Light ad and a Bud Light Seltzer ad. I thought they had the best one, the Budweiser grab a beer. You know what a grab a beer means? Kind of. I thought that was cool. It was really well done.
Yeah. Well, so I think that there was sort of some of them were real serious, some of them were real goofy. I kind of like the goofy ones. I love the Wayne's World knockoff.
Boy, who's clamoring for this Paramount streaming service? Like, oh my gosh, we can get every episode of Young Sheldon?
How many of I can't even keep up.
They're all going to have their own.
I think that's where Yellowstone is on Paramount, I think. Yeah. I'm not for sure, but yeah.
So they had I mean, I'm just getting so confused. You're going to have to buy 10 different pay services?
Yeah, absolutely. It won't be like you're not going to have a $300 cable bill anymore. It'll be $300 worth of streaming, separate streaming services.
You were confused before, though.
So. Oh, I was. Every time you guys start talking about a show, it'll be an actor I've never heard of, and a show I've never heard of, and a network I've never heard of, and a streaming service I've never heard of.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just that it's only going to get worse for you. Okay. All right.
Everything's going to get worse.
It's only just generally.
Take how bad you feel right now.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to get worse.
You think you're frightened and confused now.
Oh, wait till next week.
What was the one chick brought up yesterday? And then we were all talking about it. Then he told us the network was on. And you said you're never going to watch it.
I don't
forget.
See, that's how many there are.
Yeah, you walked in with some new show you were in love with. And then you revealed to Josh the network. I forgot.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Now, once again, Kostaki Economopoulos is our guest. Kostaki has a little thing he calls All Pro Lines, where pro football and pro comedians collide. Are you going to continue this during the off season, or are you going to maybe have it cover other sports?
Oh, no, it's just the one sport. But there's, you know, the NFL is a 12-month season now, and there's about 20 quarterback positions that are kind of up in the air. There's going to be a lot of news in the coming weeks.
Yeah, by the way, don't write a joke with the punchline from whence he came, because we have been informed that from and whence mean the same thing.
So it would just be whence he came.
Okay. Yes, from whence he came.
Even though from whence he came is sort of a recurring line. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because people say from whence he came.
Now,
right?
But I think it's like saying an ATM machine,
yes,
which exactly. I say all the time, by the way, and I will not change. So how do people participate in this, Kostaki?
Pick your favorite social media platform. Say you're on Facebook a lot, go to All Pro Lines. If it's Instagram or Twitter, we're there too. Come find us. And you can jump in and write tags and jokes if you like, or just be passive and enjoy the comedy.
Have we heard any of the submissions yet?
Yeah, there were a couple of those. The Tom Brady got so many calls kind of jokes. We did a few of those. We got one coming up here. I'll tease in a sec. Mahomes is running for his life in this game. That, to me, was the big storyline. Who are these backup offensive linemen, former Walmart greeters? Welcome. Come on through. You wanna...
After you?
Turnstiles would be better. Philip Rivers' wife had better protection.
That's a good joke.
That's a good one.
Hey, KC, you need an offensive line. Get a quote from Antonio Brown. Something. Anything. These receivers didn't help either. The Chiefs dropped more balls than adolescents. That's a lot of balls.
A lot of balls dropping.
Maturing, you see.
Yes,
that's a puberty joke.
Yeah. I think the Chiefs receivers, they might want to look into one of those Cadillacs that you don't need hands to drive. What happened? Oh, goodness. Funny, I was prepared for Tom Brady to ruin my weekend. Not a guy actually named the weekend. Appropriate. The halftime show is sponsored by Pepsi. It's only bearable if you add Jack Daniels. That's all I'm saying. No, you guys like the. I thought it was weird.
We're not in that generation. I mean, it's okay.
That's fair.
I didn't know that anyone. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too, Willie. But I'm afraid to say that because I'm
afraid. Don't be afraid to say that.
Larry Johnson, former running back for the Kansas City Chiefs, said the halftime show was a broadcast demon possession.
Well, no, see, Chick, that's why I liked it, because I'm into that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So. To be fair,
well, that explains it.
I thought it went on a little long, but
I thought so too. He's now changed his name to 3-Day Weekend.
Oh, Josh, that's a fun one.
You're fun.
Usually, you like a long weekend,
Right.
A lot of men in the field there at the end with the jock straps on their head. I didn't quite get that.
Yeah, that sounds
pretty weird.
Usually they have the attractive ladies, and they've got the guys dressed up like sharks.
Now, the jock strap thing really did kind of throw me a little bit. I was trying to explain that.
It looked like to me like a 1985 MTV video in the middle there when he was in the.
They
should bring claustrophobic.
Remember Left Shark and Right Shark? They should bring them back.
Sure. Is that Katy Perry?
But Chick McGee pointed this out. It's a no-win. No matter who you have on, you could bring Michael Jackson back from the dead and someone would be critical of it.
I would.
Probably me.
Monster.
Oh. No zombies at halftime shows.
Particularly pedophilic zombies.
Okay.
Here's the other zombies are asking for brains. He's looking for...
Here's Kostaki to make us laugh. Kostaki?
Tom Brady got so many calls, his voicemail crashed, but seriously.
he's an old guy.
He's an old guy. So
he's got a voicemail.
It's an answering machine.
They discussed this on the broadcast. I didn't know this. For $100, you could send a picture of yourself in to attend the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They were selling tickets to cardboard cutouts. That's evil genius right there.
It was a charity thing. It was a smart move.
Most of the teams, of the teams you could buy a cutout during the regular season of yourself for $30.
Just I didn't know 100% went to charity.
Yeah,
that's a great
smart
thing.
Move.
Send them a picture.
I'm doing a big comedy show here in the backyard. Send me $100. You want a picture? I'll play a picture of you out there.
Yeah. Okay. I put my picture in your yard. Sure.
Yeah. The NFL gave Super Bowl tickets to 7,500 frontline healthcare workers. Half of those were trainers for Julio Jones. the All-Pro Lines joke of the week is from Chris Morat this week. It's a tag. And the other half are shrinks for Antonio Brown. So that's good.
Shouldn't those 7,500 frontline workers have been working? It's not over, folks.
Please, Josh.
I'm sorry.
I'll get a day off.
You want to tie them to a bedside?
That's right.
Get a break. Get a break.
We don't stop until the job's finished.
That's okay, right.
I have a question, and this is going to age me to a degree, I think, or put a date on it. Did that halftime show at the end where they had all those dudes kind of doing the weird stuff on the field? Did that remind you of that electronic vibrating football game that I had when I was a kid? Chick, you had one of those too.
Oh, sure.
You'd flip the switch and bzzzed and all the men would kind of buzz around. Remember that?
And then fall over and do nothing. Yeah.
That kind of reminded me of that.
You got to do the wedge. Yeah, that's a wedge game. That's not a deep pass game.
You're right.
And photoelectric football. Did you ever play that one?
I don't remember that one.
You'd have your plays. You'd put it on this tabletop screen, and it would glow through, and you could see where.
Oh, you didn't need sunlight. It sounds like you need to play it outside.
No. It was a light below. It was like the Easy Bake Oven for boys.
Oh, okay, I got it.
That's an interesting parallel.
It's exactly the same. I'm sorry, Kostaki. Let's get to the closer.
All right, let's close on this. Some interesting characters got Super Bowl rings. LeSean McCoy, back to back Super Bowl titles. Blaine Gabbert now has a Super Bowl ring, and Jason Pierre-Paul, how about that? What does he do with it? Does he wear it as a necklace? He's only two rings in, and he can already say one for the thumb.
Part of his hand blown off.
Is this the guy that blew it off on the 4th of July a few years ago?
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Whoops.
One for the thumb. That's the closer, everybody.
That was the closer.
Let's just remember the important message we all need to take away from this is that frontline workers keep working. That's not a break.
That's not the Josh, you ass.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Thanks, Kostaki. We'll talk to you next week and catch up, see what's going on.
All right. Thanks, guys.
The story again in the Gorilla Glue lady. She used a Gorilla Glue spray on her hair because she ran out of her usual stuff. And there's a video out there.
Well, that Gorilla Glue doesn't mess around.
No.
It's good stuff.
Here we go. Here she is talking a little bit.
My hair has been like this for about a month now. It's not by choice. No, it's not by choice.
Yeah, well.
She's got kind of a Mike Tyson lisp thing going there. But you can imagine, it's just completely plastered down.
Sure. What if she sang Me and Mrs. Jones?
Oh, God. This is on you, Chick.
Sound like Me and Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones?
Chick, you have blood on your hands.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You did that.
Okay.
I know what I'm doing.
All right. Now, Pat, you have a tribute to someone gluing their hair to their head?
For the purpose of this bit, I will say that I tried.
Did you?
To do this myself.
Who gave you that idea?
He's worried. We'll think he did it.
Yeah. Well, tribute to America.
Great country.
Well, I tried to make my hair thicker. I saw a YouTube video. There was a lady using Gorilla Glue, so I thought I'd give it a go. I ain't ready to go out now. I'll be wearing a hat for quite some time. Never trust a woman doing stupid stuff online. It won't part in the middle. It's just matted, gooey hair. It won't move even a little. Children point and they stare. The glue just fried it. I don't mind saying I'll go back to dying it. Don't use Gorilla Glue on your hair.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.